Hey guys, so that was from Ready Player One, New Order Blue Monday. Great film if you haven't seen it. Speaking of movies, not only did I see Ready Player One, I saw this amazing comedy called Blockers. And it's funny because there's like a rooster, aka a cock in the in the poster. But I guess they wanted it to go through censors, so I guess they dropped the cock blockers part of the title of the movie. But anyways, guys, one of the stars of Blockers online right now. He is from Annapolis, Maryland, representing the DMV area. So proud. Happy to have him. Below the Belt Show, guys, he is actor extraordinaire, the one and only Jimmy Bellinger.
Hello.
Hey, Jimmy. Good to have you.
Hello.
Hey, good to have you on Below the Belt Show. You're talking to Al Soto. My guest co-host this week is Chris Myers, and Below the Belt Show original, Chuck Shady, Sean Cradle in the house as well.
Awesome. Well, hello.
Yes, hello. So, my man, congrats on Blockers. Hysterical film. Your role was fantastic, which I love. Is it another Disney actor gone bad?
I mean,
you know how Miley
I don't
got
know
bad,
about
and now you from Livin' Maddie, and now you're a little more raunchy in this film.
It's true. I mean, I wouldn't consider me going bad. I mean, I'm just branching out. And doing some other stuff, you know, everyone's got to grow up someday, right?
That's true. And I love how you can still play high school.
Yeah, me too.
That's like the gift that keeps on giving, man. That's awesome.
It is.
Now, would you say, since it does take place in high school, it's a very coming of age movie, did you see yourself in a lot of, like, how Chad was very awkward with, you know, or you know, with the girls or whatever, and intimacy, or were you a little more macho
in my life?
Yeah, growing up.
I mean, probably a combination of the two. I mean, I feel like, you know, probably earlier on, especially like the first, you know, and like, I mean, Chad is a senior in high school. I mean, probably the beginning of high school, maybe my freshman year, part of my sophomore year, I was probably more of that awkward guy who didn't really understand how to talk to humans. You know, eventually I kind of grew up out of that and became, you know, my own person and stuff. Whereas Chad is definitely like super innocent, super virgin, you know. But the cool thing about Chad is, though, and I think that I didn't have, is that Chad is very confident. He's someone who doesn't like... Like, even though he is kind of a dorky guy and he is kind of innocent and stuff, he's also very, you know, like, he doesn't really care too much about what other people think. You know, he's having a good time. He loves to dance. You know, if you see the movie, you know, he dances while, you know, you'll see him, he'll break some dance moves out. You know, he doesn't care. You know, he just has fun. And so, like, that's something that I think that Chad has over me that I think a lot of people do until you grow up and kind of realize. Some people don't grow up, but most of the time you grow up and realize that doesn't matter as much. But, you know, you shouldn't care what people think so much. But, you know, when I was in high school, I feel like I probably cared more than I should have, whereas Chad is cooler than that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Quite a few awesome scenes, and, of course, you got to work very closely with your scene partner in bed. I guess, was that Chad's first time as well?
In the movie?
Yeah, in the movie.
I mean, I don't want to listen. I mean, I know the movie's out, but I still don't want to give too much away because I want people to go see it.
That's a good point.
But, you know, you got to see it. You got to see what happens. But, you know, I will say that, like, you know, before this movie and maybe or maybe not after this, and I promise you what you think may or may not be happening probably isn't what you think. I mean, you never know. But Chad is a full virgin. He hasn't even really kissed anybody. And nor am I saying that he does kiss anybody. Actually, I can say he does kiss someone because it's in one of the trailers. But he's never even kissed anybody, you know, before this night. So he's an uber virgin for sure, super max virgin.
Right on. Again, that scene in the... Yeah, again, that we're going into a little spoiler territory, so we won't go into that much. But
we'll let people see.
Yeah, so how did you like working closely with her name is Gideon Adlon?
Yeah, it was fine, you know. I mean, I hadn't met her before that, and, you know, we came, we did our stuff, and, you know, it was fine.
No awkwardness with certain scenes?
look, I don't feel awkward. It was definitely, I think I was nervous leading up to it, but when you get to certain stuff, if you have to do certain things, like at the end of the day, it's a job, and you just show up and you just do it. You know, you just got to do your job, and you shouldn't really, don't worry about all the other shit or crap. Sorry, I don't know
you
if
you're
for
it,
but it's just and I mean, I think that I think there were some times that she probably felt more awkward than I did, honestly, because I just don't care. And you just get to a certain point where it's like, I was just happy to be doing it, and you're filming a comedy, so like, what is there to be concerned? What is there to worry about? You're just having fun. You're just you're just doing your job, So it was, it was fun though. I mean, it's a crazy movie.
It is crazy for sure. Can you talk about the audition process and how you landed the role?
Yeah, it was a really, it was a long process. At least, I felt it was long. I mean, it took like a couple months. And initially, my first audition was for a character that's not even in the movie anymore. It was for a character that's not even part of the story. And I auditioned for this guy, and he was another kid that went to the high school, but he didn't have anything to do with the kids necessarily. And then they had me come back for Chad, who I ended up playing. And at first I was like, oh, why? I was like, oh no, did they not like me? Or I don't know. But then, but they just thought of me for Chad, and Chad was fun. And I went in and did a callback for that. And then they had me come back again and do, the same day. I think it was the same day. I went in for a callback. They had me come back the same day for another callback. And I didn't know that I was going to be reading with girls that second time I was coming back. When I came back, all of a sudden there's all these girls there reading for the various roles of the movie, the various female roles.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden it turned into a very like hands-on chemistry read really fast. I was like, oh shit, I did not know that was about to happen. So that was very interesting. But I thought it went okay. I really wasn't sure after that, but then after that they invited me to come to a table read. I did that, and everyone was there. There was like 80 people watching us, and like the whole cast, producers. They had these. It was me and five other people. These five other, I call us kids. I mean, regardless if someone thinks that's stupid. I mean, that's what I called us. But the two other guys and three other girls. They had these completely other different guys and girls there, and me. And we did the table read, and then after that, I didn't hear anything for at least a week. I think maybe more. And so I kind of just thought maybe I didn't get it because they didn't make an offer or anything, or they just, like, decided to have more auditions. But then all of a sudden I got a call to come back in and audition again. So I came back, and they were seeing more people. And actually at my that final audition I went to, Catherine Newton was there, who ends up playing Julie.
Yeah.
And then after that, a couple weeks went by with a lot of waiting. Finally, I got an offer after a long time. And I guess it turns out they really weren't seeing that many people for my role, but they're still trying to find a lot of other people. So I was it was just this never ending thing. And I had a good friend that was auditioning too. And you just never know. And it was just, I was just kind of waiting for my time when I was going to be given the boot, and kicked out. But it turns out I thankfully was lucky enough that I was the last person that made it, out of the kids at the original table read. I mean, I was the only one of the kids that made it. Which was fascinating. Yeah, I don't know why, but
no,
it was definitely
why. It was great.
It was definitely a nice thing.
Yeah, for sure. And it's comedy seems to be. I don't know. I mean, I've seen you in a lot of your work, but comedy suits you well, I say.
Yeah, I mean, comedy's fun. It definitely comes easier to me, but I do enjoy other things. I enjoy drama and stuff as well. I mean, I'm open to anything, but comedy. I mean, obviously, comedy is a lot of fun. You know what I mean? It's a fun set. It's a fun thing to do, it's not like you're doing a drama and everyone's subdued or whatever, it's a fun thing to do.
Now, what I think is great about you, Jimmy, obviously you are from Annapolis, Maryland originally, but it seems like your experience is in Hollywood, is in Los Angeles. You didn't really work the DMV film and TV market. You kind of found success out west. What was your, what would you say was your secret strategy in not... just coming right off the bat and getting involved in the entertainment industry in Hollywood?
Well, I did some work in Maryland. You know, I mean, I started pursuing acting when I was 12. And I moved out to LA when I was older than that. After high school, I'll just say that. But, and, you know, I mean, I did some stuff there. I mean, I did some, like, there was an independent film that came and shot there from L.A. when I was, like, 15. I did that, and that was interesting. I did, like, a lot of some local stuff. But, I mean, you know, I decided, near the end of my high school year, of my senior year of high school, that's when I kind of decided to go to L.A. And, I mean, I don't necessarily have a secret. I was lucky that, you know, I had a manager in Maryland that I still have, and she was able to get me a meeting with an agent in New York who also has an office here. And so I went up there and met with them, and they signed me, they liked me. And then I auditioned when I was still in Maryland. I would drive up to New York and stuff and audition for stuff. But then when I moved here, I switched offices and I had them. And I mean, I think that was definitely a huge help, because I know a lot of people that come out here and don't have reps and right. They don't have an agent or a manager. And it's very difficult. And it's not even, and the thing is, like, I know people who go, well, I don't want to go out there unless I have a rep. And it's like, well, that's even hard. I mean, that's still hard. You know, it's a very hard thing to do. And I think that I was just really fortunate in that. But I mean, it's not, but I mean, I don't know if there's a secret. I just have been lucky. And I think that, you know, I got an acting class as soon as I went to an acting workshop, like class as soon as I could, an acting studio, and started working there, you know, and going there every week for years and years and years and years, just bettering myself. You know, as long as you don't come out here and think that you're just going to nail it and you're just going to be great and that's it. Because I will tell you, when I first came out here, that's what I thought. I was like, I'm gonna come out there. I'm gonna start working immediately. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna kill it. And then, you know, you get out here, and then that's not necessarily the case. And you realize that, oh, I have a lot of work to do, and I've gotta become a better actor. I'm not as good of an actor as I thought I was. And there's a lot more to acting than I thought there was, and all this stuff. And you gotta. You know, and it just humbles you, and you just gotta do your work, and you know, and just get lucky. But I mean, there's no secret, because it's really hard. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Again, congratulations on the success. The Middle, you had quite a few episodes on that, and of course, Living Maddie. So, man.
Yeah.
So, again, amazing work. Going back to Blockers really quick, what was it like? I don't know if you had too many scenes with John Cena, but if I don't recall if you did, but what was it like working with him?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't have any scenes with him, to be honest. Like, if you really think about it, I mean, there's scenes where we're technically in the same area in the beginning, but I mean, he was there, though, all the time, you know, because we're not in the same scenes, you know, we're there, whatever location we're at, if he has a scene that he's going to be in. You know, we're all there on set, or we're there at base camp or whatever. And no, he's a really nice guy. He's very professional. I have a lot of respect for him. I mean, he is very, you know, he just is like, hey, how are you? Nice to see you. He's just very, like, focused and very, you know, proper, and he's a very nice guy. And, like, he's got great work ethic, and I have nothing but respect for him. I think that he's a really great guy. You know, and I mean, I've talked to him a little bit. You know, the loosest I saw him was one time we had a dinner. You know, that was like, there's a bunch of the cast and producers and having a dinner. And that was like, you know, we're all having wine and dinner and stuff. And that was the loosest I've seen him. But at the end of the day, he's still like a very nice, very good guy. And he was you know, still just a really respectable person. And I would happily work with him again in a heartbeat. And I think he's a really cool guy.
I mean, the transition he did from the wrestling ring to film is great. I mean, it's comparable to Dwayne Johnson, and I think Cena's, dare I say, could be the next Dwayne Johnson.
Possibly. I mean, I will say Dwayne Johnson is a phenomenon. I don't know. That's a crazy thing that he's just now working nonstop, and I'm sure I'm sure based on the fact that he is working so much, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know him, so who knows, but he's probably a great guy to work with, too. But, I mean, John is great. And John, what I think was great about John is that he's really good with comedy.
Yes.
You know, I think that he's done some drama stuff, and it's been fine. But, I mean, like, you know, he's been doing these comedies these last few years, and he's really killing it with that. And I think that's kind of what separates him from The Rock. I mean, The Rock can be funny and stuff. The Rock has plenty of comedic moments in a lot of his movies. But, like, you know, John's doing these, like, really, like, these are, you know, these are the big comedies that are being produced by, you know, the big comedic producers and writers, and he's killing it, and he's holding his own, and he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of what'll separate him.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. And that, we could say the butt chug challenge. My God, is that a real thing, or was that just, I mean, what the hell is that?
Well, I mean, butt chugging is definitely real. I've heard of that for a long time. You know, I mean, it is supposed to get you drunker faster, supposedly. I've never done it, and I don't think I ever will. You know, I mean, never say never. You never know if you get, you know, maybe there's that one crazy night, but at least right now, I have no plans on doing anything like that.
Hey, do you have a favorite cock block story in real life? Or least favorite?
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like, you know, when you live in L.A. and stuff, I mean, I think that if you're not hot, if you're not a certain level of attractiveness, I think that you get cock blocked a lot. And so I don't think I have one story. I mean, I definitely know that I've cock blocked people before, not even intentionally. I would never do that intentionally. But I mean, I know that there's times where, like, people want you to leave and you don't leave because you just don't get it. But then you find out later and you're like, oh shit. Or like, you know, stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, there's been plenty of times where, you know, you're talking to someone, you're really interested in someone, and all of a sudden someone comes over and starts talking to them, and all of a sudden their interest shifts to that other person pretty quickly. And you're like, oh, okay, great. And then you're just like, all right, well, I'm going to have this drink. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have one story for me personally. I mean, there's many, you know, so, I mean, I've been cock blocked many times, so, you know.
Never a pleasurable experience, but just to have that be the theme of your film, Blockers. And what about a parental figure? Has a parental figure done anything similar?
Has a parental figure ever cock blocked? I mean, listen, I've definitely never had any of my parents do what these parents did. But I mean, my parents, especially my dad is good at, like, jumping over, you know. I mean, I love my parents to death. I know there's, like, times where I'll be talking to someone, I mean, and constantly, like, just recently, there's this girl that I ran into, and we were talking, and he's like, hey, we're over here. He's like, hey, I'm sitting right here. Hey, we want to order a drink. Come on. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, and all he does is bitch about me, you know, wanting me to talk to girls and stuff. But then I'm talking to one, and he's like, come on, I'm going to order food. Come here. It's like, what are you doing? I'm doing what you want. And, you know, he just doesn't get it. You know, at the end of the day, food will always be more important to women, to him. So that, I think, is what will do that. So that's, like, the most cock-blocking I think that I've had from parents. But I've never had them chase me down to stop me.
Well, anyways, I love the film. Jimmy, any rumblings of a sequel just yet?
Nothing that I can talk about, nor that I've even heard about.
Okay. But again, it's doing great at the box office, and again,
yeah,
hysterical film, guys. If you have not seen it, I implore you, check out Blockers. Theaters all across the nation, here in the DMV, of course. Jimmy,
yep.
Awesome talking to you here on Below the Belt Show. Thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yep, thanks for having me, guys. Check out Blockers. You can follow me at Jimmy Bellinger on any social media. Just really right now, the most important thing is to go see the movie.
Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, how awesome of it is that Skittles commercial is still airing after how many years already?
Yeah, it's been, like, I don't know, at least four, and it's very awesome. I love it. I like it. It's been the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
And I do not complain.
Amazing. So are you pretty much the Skittles spokesperson?
You know, a lot of people, I've done some interviews recently, and people have been calling me the face of Skittles, which I, under no circumstance, am. Like, I mean, like, not under no circumstance, but, like, legally, there's nothing that makes me the face of Skittles. But I guess, technically, with the way they've been running it, I guess you could say I am. But, I mean, listen, I mean, obviously, I would happily be the face of Skittles. Let's shoot more commercials and
yes,
pay me more money, and I will happily do it.
I was actually going for the next one. I figured the next one would be
You know, I guess they were so happy with the one that they're just going to ride that wave as long as they can.
Yeah, such adorable commercial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy that it happened.
Yeah, nice. Jimmy, if you could, before I let you go, let us know who you are, from blockers, whatever you want, and then let us know you're on Below the Belt Show, and throw out a catchphrase or whatever at the end.
All right. Well, what's up? This is Jimmy Bellinger. I play Chad in Blockers, and you're watching the Below the Belt Show. Remember, don't get blocked.
I love it. Yes. Such a great, great catchphrase. Very perfect. Thanks so much, Jimmy. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.